The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
As you pray, I hope you will add in occasionally well-known people, popular people who have a public testimony for Christ. Because in today's culture, today's society, if you are a follower of Jesus, you are controversial. Ask Tim Tebow. Ask Tim Tebow. He gets signed by the Jacksonville Jaguars, and all of a sudden the Jaguars are racist. Tim Tebow is racist. Urban Meyer is racist. The whole team is racist, evil. Now, that would never be the case if Tim Tebow was not known for his Christian faith. It's not just because of the color of his skin. It's because of his strong testimony for Christ. So pray for people like that. Also, Chip and Joanna Gaines, the HGTV stars, and they have become megastars, and they're probably multi-millionaires. When they first came into the spotlight several years ago, if you're a longtime listener, you may have been listening the day that I said, folks, we need to really pray for Chip and Joanna Gaines because they profess their faith in Christ. They're not ashamed of it. They don't try to hide it. And the more popular they become, the greater the pressure is going to be on them to renounce their faith, hide their faith, number one. Number two, the greater the pressure on their marriage. When you look at them on TV, it looks like they have the ideal home, the ideal marriage, and the devil, the enemy himself, would absolutely love to destroy that marriage because it would be so public. If they were to split up, I can see the headlines. Christian stars split. People who profess their faith have split. Oh, it'd be terrible. So pray for them. They're dealing with incredible success. And I realize that most people would much rather be rich than poor, but many times wealth and riches are much more difficult to deal with than poverty. And they're uber successful. So pray for them. But they're being hit right now. A major magazine has published a hit piece on them. Well, let me just read the headline for you, and then I'll explain. Here's the headline. TV stars Chip and Joanna Gaines donate to campaign against critical race theory in schools. Really? Chip and Joanna Gaines, who try to stay out of controversy? That's the headline. TV stars Chip and Joanna Gaines donate to campaign against critical race theory in schools. So that means there are a bunch of white supremacist racists. We knew it all along, didn't we? We knew that. And now they're supporting this movement. Well, that's what the headline implies. What's the truth? Chip Gaines' sister, her name is Shannon Braun, And she is running for the school board in the Grapevine Colleyville School Board in Texas. Yeah. This is Chip Gaines' sister. She's running for school board. So, the multimillionaire Chip and Joanna Gaines donated, are you ready for this? A whopping, huge, gigantic $1,000 to her campaign for the school board. Yeah, $1,000. Yeah. That means that they're campaigning against critical race theory? Well, according to this magazine, yeah. Here's the story. Chip and Joanna Gaines of HGTV Fixer Upper donated $1,000 on Wednesday to Shannon Braun's campaign for the Grapevine Colleyville Independent School District School Board. A candidate who is against critical race theory, the Dallas Morning News reported. Yeah. Really? They gave $1,000 to the campaign of Chimp's sister. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, according to this story, now, you folks are smarter than the average bear, and repeatedly, I have read to you the basic foundation of critical race theory. All right? Here is how this publication summarizes critical race theory, and I quote, critical race theory is the notion that traditional liberal approaches to dealing with racial inequalities need to be reconsidered because laws favor white supremacy. What? That's how they summarize critical race theory. Quote, critical race theory is the notion that traditional liberal approaches to dealing with racial inequalities need to be reconsidered because laws favor white supremacy. Not only is that the dumbest summary of critical race theory that I have ever read, it is horribly inaccurate. It is absolutely untrue. The publication goes on to say, on her platform, which focuses on giving our kids the education they deserve. Well, wow, who could support her? She wants to give our kids the education they deserve. How radical is that? Evidently, during an interview, Chip Gaines' sister said, I will vote down anything and everything that further promotes critical race theory in our school district and actively work to remove all critical race theory. Well, good for her. And then the article ends with this. In 2017, it was reported that the Gaines family attended, past tense, in 2017, it was reported that the Gaines family attended a church known for its anti-LGBTQ plus views. That means they attended a church that believed in traditional marriage, which Christians have believed for 2,000 years. Yeah. So this hit piece on Chip and Joanna Gaines, and this doesn't mean that we are anything, but we have a little connection with Chip and Joanna Gaines. Never met them, probably never will. But I'll give it to you in 45 seconds. Way back many years ago when Joy and I were in youth work in Wichita, Kansas, I had the privilege of leading a young man to Christ in his apartment. He was a student at Wichita State University. I led him to Christ. He was gloriously saved, baptized, began living for God, and became a preacher, a minister, and a Christian school teacher. He, on visitation, going out door to door, knocking on doors, telling people about Jesus, came in contact with Joanna Gaines' parents and led them to Christ. Yeah, they were saved. They were born again as a result of the witness and testimony of a young man that we led to Christ. So that young man is our son in the ministry. Chip and Joanna Gaines' parents are our grandkids in the ministry, which means Joanna Gaines is our great-grandchild in the ministry. Now, I'm sure if you ask Chip and Joanna Gaines who my name is, who Joy is, they would go, who, what, huh? They, no. But I just think it's kind of cool. You never know when you share Christ with someone. You never know where that's going to lead and who else is going to accept Christ. You just never know. So you share the gospel as often as you can. But anyway, pray for Chip and Joanna Gaines. Pray for their marriage. Pray that they will continue to take a stand for truth.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, now this is entertaining. This is entertaining. What am I talking about? The change of direction from our president about the origins of the COVID-19 virus. Yeah. If you will remember, back during the campaign, President Biden ridiculed, made fun of Donald Trump because Donald Trump said he thought possibly it actually came out of the lab in Wuhan, China. He referred to it as the Wuhan virus, and the liberals on the left went absolutely nuts. They went crazy. Biden went crazy. How could you? How dare you? We all know that it came from bats in a wet market, and it was with animals, and it just jumped to humans. And anyone, and I mean anyone, and we're talking 7-8 months ago, anyone who even implied that the COVID-19 virus came out of a lab in China, anyone who believed that was scorned, ridiculed, made fun of, caricatured. I mean, it was bad. It was bad. And all of a sudden, things have changed. As of like 3 days ago, President Biden was insistent. We need to let WHO, the World Health Organization, handle this investigation. They can do a much better job than we can. We need to trust them. They're reputable. We need to trust WHO. We need to. Now, we need to get to the bottom of this, but we need to trust the World Health Organization. That was the position of the Biden White House just 3 days ago. Then things began to happen. The Wall Street Journal came out with a major article, a bombshell. Now we have some pretty good evidence that indicates it is likely that the virus either escaped accidentally or intentionally from a lab in Wuhan, China. That was the Wall Street Journal. They broke the news. The New York Times, of all people, jumped on the story and said, you know, there's more and more evidence that this didn't come from animals. It didn't come from bats. It may have come from a lab in China. Now, please remember, this was loony, crazy conspiracy stuff. And anybody who believed it was a nut job. Oh, that's all changed. And then yesterday, CNN, of all people, CNN broke the news, and I'm looking at the headline from yesterday's CNN. Pompeo-led effort to hunt down COVID lab theory shut down by Biden administration. We now know that in the closing days of the Trump administration, President Trump ordered the State Department, under the direction of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, to do an investigation to try to find where the virus came from and to find out whether it actually did come out of China. When Joe Biden was inaugurated and became president, the investigation was not completed. Biden shut it down. Shut it down. Nope, we're not going there. We're not going to investigate it. China said they're not responsible, and China said that it came from bats or animals or whatever, and the World Health Organization said that, and no. Joe Biden's administration shut it down. Quote from CNN, President Joe Biden's team shut down a closely held State Department effort launched late in the Trump administration to prove the coronavirus originated in a Chinese lab. The Biden administration shut it down. Well, pressure has been mounting on the White House. Change of direction. 180. President Biden said this today. Shortly after I became president in March, I had my national security advisor task the intelligence community to prepare a report on their most up-to-date analysis of the origins of COVID-19. Let me skip a paragraph because I'm going to run out of time. Quote, as of today, the U.S. intelligence community has coalesced around two likely scenarios. What is one of those likely scenarios? It came out of a lab in China. That is now a likely scenario, and Joe Biden has said, we've got to investigate. Oh, what a change. Hey, have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.